Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Bet. In the next Mishnah, Chatzer Gdola Haitam B'Yerushalayim. There was a very big courtyard in Yerushalayim. Uveid Ya'azek Haitani Kret. That was his name. Its name. Sham Kol Edim Mitkansin. That's where all the Edim would come to gather for Kiddush HaChodesh. Uveitin Modkin Otam Sham. That's where the Beitin would check them out and inquire as to what they knew. So they made a big feast for them. People should want to come. If it was Shabbat, they would stay there all day and not be able to move because they'd already violated Tchum Shabbat by coming and they were stuck. He made a takana that they take on the Tchum of Yerushalayim and they get 2,000 amot in every direction. Same is true about a midwife who violates tchum, not violates, but crosses the tchum in order to help a woman give birth. Somebody coming to save from a fire, when a gaius or from an army, when a nahar from a river, or from an apolet, or from a caven. They take on the tchum of the people in the city. So they get 2,000 amot in every direction. Okay, Bayalu, the question is asked, Beit Yazektan or Beit Yazektan? Is there an ayin in the name of the chatzer? Beit Yazektan, Leishna Malyu, it's a nice phrase, Dichtiv, Vayazkeu, Vayisakleu. This is when describing Shirat HaKerem, where he cleans out gets rid of all of the weeds of the Kerem. Odilma Beit Yazektan, maybe it's without an ayin, Leishna Tsaru, it's pain, painful, Dichtiv, Vasur Bazikim, sort of like in change. In chains. They made this a very festive place. Alright, so it seems that the place was very positive. So we'd think it's Beit Yazek with an ayin. The answer is Dilma Tarte Ave Avdulu. Maybe they did both. In other words, maybe they made big feasts, but on the other hand, it was also difficult for people to come, and therefore they called it Beit Yazek. Okay, Ketzad Bokinat Ha'edim. How would the inquiry of the Edim go, the investigation? Zug Shabar Rishon, the first group to come, Bokinat Ha'edim, they check them first, and it's an order of first come, first serve, first testify. Sintagad Ozerman, they take the elder or the greater one among them and bring him in privately into the room. Mimlo and more, Ketzad Reit Ha'edim, they say, describe what you saw about the moon. Lifnei HaChamah Olachar, HaChamah Litzfonah LeDromah. Was it before the sun or after the sun? Was it to the north or the south? How high in the sky? What direction was it inclining? How wide did you see it? If he says it was before the sun, he said nothing. It's no testimony. Then they bring the second guy in and check him out. If their testimony was similar, then it's good. They'd bring every other pair in and ask them just a few questions. So they shouldn't leave upset. The people came all the way to Yerushalayim and now they don't need us. I'm not going to come next time. So in order to make sure they'd come next time, they brought them in for questions. Now, the question is, before the sun sounds like to the north of the sun. Same as south, which are the two different questions. It means, was the crescent part, meaning the unseen part, facing the sun or in back of the sun? That's what Lifnei and Achare is. My Lifnei Achama lo amar klum. Why do Rabbi Yochanan my dichtiv? I'm shalom fachanimos. I'm shalom rav. The pasuk in Iov. The sun never faces the dark side of the moon by definition. Matashal keshet, or the open side of the bow of the rainbow. Matashal vana the chal shadata, right? Because make the moon feel bad. So that the sun worshippers shouldn't be able to say that they're shooting arrows. Okay, fine, but nonetheless, that's how it would look. So some of the questions were, how high was it and where direction was it leaning in? If he says it was leaning to the north, inclined towards the north, then it's good, but at the south, it's nothing. Tanya Ipcha, we have a bright that says the opposite. So Lokasha. Kan motach hama, kan motach shemim. Summer versus winter. One says it was two blankets high, saddle blankets length high, and once it's three, and a ton kayemet. And then two and two and three, you could make such a mistake. But between three and five, edutam telah, then they're not close enough. It's somewhat similar to what we saw about Sha'ot in Masachah Pesachim. But the three guy or the five guy could join another guy who says the same thing for a dude. It's not that he's inherently invalid because he's not telling the truth, but just they're not in sync. Tabanan, Rainu Bamayim, Rainu Bashashit, Rainu Ba'avim, if we saw him through water or through glass or through clouds, Ami Dinala, that's not good testimony. Chetziob Maim, Chetziob Avim, Chetziob Ashit, we saw half of it through those things and half clearly, in me, din alav. You can't testify. Hashta kulo amart lo chetzim imbaya. Wait, if you saw the whole thing through the glass and you can't testify half it, you can't testify? That should be obvious. You only saw half and you just saw it wrong. What it means is, it was in the sky, but I saw half of it through the glass and half of it directly, even that in me, din, the way we read it. Vishuv lo rinu. We saw it and we didn't see it again. In medina lav. You can't testify. Kol hachi chazi lav azli. Well, you see it every minute. Rabbi hachi kamarinu me elenu v'shavnu liroto midatenu. Meaning, we saw it on our own and then we decided to go look for it again. For we knew we couldn't see it. It's not that you see it all the time. In medina lav. That means whatever you saw at the beginning of my time, ema kuvita de'iva ba'alma hudechazi. They must have seen some sort of cloud that looked like the moon. That caught their eye, and then when they actually looked for it, they didn't see it there, because it really wasn't ready. It wasn't there. Alright, next Mishnah. What happens after they testify? Rosh Beit Din Omer Mekudash. The Rosh Beit Din announces Mekudash. V'chol Amonim Macharav, Mekudash, Mekudash. Everybody around there answers. Bein Shin Rabbi's Mano, Bein Shalon Rabbi's Mano, Mekachinoto. According to the first of Pedeshit, whether it's on the 30th or the 31st. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Mano Rabbi's Mano, Ein Mekachinoto, Shefar Kitshu Shamayim. If they didn't see it on the 29th, on the 30th. In other words, we're not sanctifying the 30th, then there's nothing to sanctify on the 31st. Shamayim already did that for us. Now, Rosh Beit Din, and Hani Mili, how do we know that you have to do this back and forth, Mekudash? Israel. He has to say, Mekudash, he has to announce it. And how do we know they have to respond to my papa? Amar Kra, Asher Tikru Otam. These are the festivals that you have to declare in the plural. Kai be at otam and atem. You have to declare. So read otam as atem. Yitzhak Amar Elahim Moadai. Meaning, Heim Yomru Moadai. They have to declare. These are our festivals. Why say it twice? Tachim Mikra'e Kodesh. The plural of declarations. Rosh Beit Tzadok Omer Imloni Rabbi Zmano. He disagreed and said there's nothing to be Mekadesh on the 31st. Heim Mekachinoto. Tanya Plumo Omer Bizmano Mekachinoto. Shalom Bizmano Mekachinoto. He said the opposite. We're only Mekadesh it afterwards. We don't. You will sanctify the 50th year. We don't sanctify months. We rule like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, who says that we only sanctify it if it's seen on the 30th. Rabbi Afan and Amitanina Ra'u Beit Din V'Chol Yisrael Nachkura Dimelo Spiku Lomar Mekudash Ad Shachashichar Ezem Ubar. Right, the Mishnah says that if everybody saw it, and we did all the procedure, but we didn't get a chance to declare Mekudash before nightfall, then it's automatically Me'ubar. Me'ubar in Mekudash Lo, which means, it's not Mekudash, Me'ubar it's to Rechalei Sakadai Tachavein Ahoel V'ra'u Beit Tuchol Yisrael Yifrasama V'lo Le'abrua. I know the Chiddush here is, since everybody saw it, maybe it means that we should not make it an extended month. Because everybody saw it on the 30th, and the 30th should be Rosh Chodesh. So Kamash Polan, that there has to be a procedure of saying Mekudash. Okay, the next Mishnah, very famous thing. Mutzurot Levana, Hayula Begamliel, Betavla, Vechota Baliator. Begamliel had a tablet that had all sorts of pictures of the moon. He had it up in his attic. Ben Marata Yodot, he would show witnesses and say, Omera, Kazera, Ito, Kazera. And he asked them to, like, a lineup to identify what the moon looked like. So Mishari, since when are you allowed to make such images? V'aktiv, lo tasun iti, alei chesef. What does it mean? Lo tasun kidmut shim shamashai. Don't make images of my servants, the moon, the stars, the planets. Rabbaya lo asra torah ela shamashin she'efshar lasot kimotan. He says, no, what does that mean? V'yaseh adam bayit beit tavnit echal, achsadra tavnit ulam, chatser keneger azara, shchoy neger shocham, nara keneger minara. What it means is to make those things which which you could make the original of, and to make a replica for yourself, meaning replications of the things of the Mikdash for your own home. Aval oseh shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. You can make a menorah, for instance, a 5 or 6 or 8 lamps. Shel shiva lo yaseh, you shouldn't make one of 7. Afilu shel shar minei matachot, even of any other metals, not just gold. But again, this is the issue that the isur of lota suniti is not of avodah zar, but rather replicating the mikdash. Shuru b'yuro mer af shel eitz lo yaseh. You also can't even make a menorah of 8s. You see it in Masachet Midot that when they first came in on Chanukah, when they captured the Mikdash, they first made a menorah of 8s, and then they later made it into tin, copper, etc., until it got gold. Amrum, Sham Rayash, Vodin Shabarzelayu. That wasn't wood, that was iron. Chifum Abatz, and then they covered it up with a plate. Okay, Hashiru Asum Shal Kesef, Chazur Hashiru Asum Shal Zav. Then they made it silver, and then they made it gold, but it was always metal. Since when are you allowed to make images of those things that you couldn't create yourself, meaning like a planet? That's the end of the bright that we didn't see before. Not just my servants that are part of my mikdash, but that serve me up in the heavens. It's only the image of the four faces in the Merkava together. That's the only Easter. Let me tell you. I thought so. Artsufa dam l'chudei tishteri, so you could make a portrait. Alamatanya, call apart sufot mutarin chutz partsufa dam. You're allowed to have images and faces except for of a person. Hunabredi ravidi. Mefarke da baye shmieli. I heard from the shir of Abaye. Tuniti lo tasun oti. Meaning, don't make that into me. Shar shamashim mishari. Since when are you allowed to make images of other servants of God, as it were? Tano satuniti lo satun kidmut shamasham shashin lefanai b'marom, as we saw, and now further, gon ofanim usrafim b'chayot hakodesh v'alachei hashoreit, all the angels. Ba'elo asrat Torah ela le'avdam ela shamashin shemador halyon. Those are the ones in the ethereal high heavens. Shemador tachton mishari. What about the ones that are lower? Atanya asher b'shamayim avod chamal v'nan kochav v'zalot. You can't worship the sun and the moon and all of the stars and constellations. Mimal rabot malachei asherot, even the malachim. Tanya hilovdam. That's talking about worshiping them. Hilovdam filu shoshol katanami. You can't even worship a little rat, a little sun, little animal. So inachinami. Tanya asher ba'aretz rabot harimukvaot imun harot afikim gayot mitar rabot shoshol katan. So when the Torah says, "Do not worship that which is in heaven or that which is on earth, that was below," it's including everything. See how great it is, but since when are you allowed to make such an image, even of something else on earth? Vatanya lo tasuniti. Now a further expansion. Lasun kidmut shemasham shoshin fanai chamal vanakuchav mazalot. You're not allowed to make images of the sun and the moon. Going back to Gamliel's tabla. So the answer is, so we kept pushing on this lo tasuniti until we got to the point where it actually said, you may not make images of the sun and the moon. Shema Gamliel dacher masulo. Other people made it for him. Rabbi Yehuda, Acher Masulov, Amar Lishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shina, Sami, Enei Dedein. Rabbi Yehuda had other people make it for him, and Shmuel, his teacher, told him, turn away, don't look at this. Hatam Chotamo Boleitabe, that was embossed, sticking out, it was Shubach Shada, and it Ketanya Tabat Chotamo Boleit Asur Lahanicha, Talach Tomba. You're not allowed to wear a ring where the image sticks out, because it looks like a Avodah Zarah. It's the same thing with this image of the moon sticking out. It looked like a Avodah Zarah. If it was embossed, then mutar lahanicha u'asur lachtoma. You could wear it, but you're not allowed to be chotem. Micha shin lachshad. Since when are we concerned for Rav Yehud of Achshad? He bechrishta de shafi yativ in Ardeh. The famous Beit Knesset of the shafi yativ. Sacha Megillah says that's where the Shechina went to. Tahavi be Andarta, there was a monument there. Bahavu Aili, Rabu Shmuel, Rabu Ade Shmuel, Velevi Matzliatam. All the greats would go in daven there. Rab and Shmuel, Shmuel's father, and Levi. Vachayish Lechshara, they weren't choshesh that people would see them going in, and it would be choshesh they're doing a Avodah Zarah. The answer is Rabbi Mishani, that's a whole group. We're not choshesh. Gamliel Yachidu, Gamliel was an individual, so why wasn't there Chshad? The answer is there's always a lot of people there. He's the head of the Beit Din. One possibility is that he made these things out of pieces and put them together and took them apart. The other possibility is that since he was doing this in order to study and not in order to have it there as, let's say, a decoration, that it was okay. After all, how can the Sanhedrin, members of the Sanhedrin, judge any case of Orozora or Kishuv or anything unless they're quite familiar with paganism, etc. So you're not allowed to study paganism except to, in order to rule on halachas. The same thing, you're not allowed to make these images except in order to be able to properly identify the Chodesh and the witnesses. Okay, I'll pause this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah on Daf Chavdal. I would bet in the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.